is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. It's great to be chatting and catching up with J.J. Voss. J.J., thanks so much for your time. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks, Matt. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, likewise, J.J. So I want to ask you about the new release, A Letter to Dad. I've had an opportunity to listen to this song. It's a fantastic tune. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of the story behind it and how this one came to be written?
Yeah, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary of our family farm out. It's about an hour north of Regina.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, it's a bit of a bittersweet celebration just for the fact that my dad passed away about 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've managed to keep the wheels turning. None of myself or my siblings are farming it in a traditional sense, but we have the land rented out, and we've maintained the homestead, and we're kind of keeping it as our getaway, our cabin,
right,
without a lake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting harder and harder every year because everybody's priorities change and we're all getting a little bit older. So that was kind of the inspiration to write the song. It was basically just an update to my dad. Just before he passed away, I my last conversation with him, I promised him that I would do everything in my power to keep the land in our name as long as we can.
Mm-hmm. Wow. No, it's a fantastic song, and I love hearing the story behind it. Again, joined right now by J.J. Voss. J.J., I don't know if you've had an opportunity to play it for an audience at all, maybe an acoustic set, or I want to kind of know what the emotions like would be to play a song for the first time, and specifically your new one, and what those emotions like playing a song for the first time for a live audience.
I've been playing it for a few months. I usually do. When I write a new song, I don't think that the song is finished until you put it in front of an audience.
Ah, okay.
But I tour mainly on the prairies, so
yeah.
it's very much a prairie story. The death of the family farm was something that happened pretty consistently across Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta in the last 20 years, so it does hit home. It does seem to connect. But I've also had people come to me and say that, you know what, they understand it. I just had a message this morning, said my dad was a butcher, and I was supposed
mm-hmm.
to take over the butcher shop, and it didn't work out that way. So I don't know if it's specifically, you know, just pigeonholed to farmers. I think it's relatable for anybody who's, you know, trying to carry on your parents' legacy.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. J.J., what's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit? I believe you're going to be, I know you're super busy. You play a lot of shows around the province, and I think that you have some shows coming up. What's on the way for you in the next little bit?
I have a little run of shows coming up. I play both solo and then also with my band whenever I can. And next Thursday I'm in Humboldt. We're doing a solo show for the Ford dealership. They have a grand opening for their auto body shop.
Yeah.
And then Friday I'm at the Turvey Center in Regina with my damn good band. And then we're going to be debuting the new video for the single that night. And then the Saturday night I'm in Arcola with my band as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So a lot of stuff coming up. I know you're super busy with playing some live shows, and that's awesome. Before I let you go, I do want to ask you about the music video. You mentioned a little bit there. I know it's going to be released, you said, coming up here very soon. Can you tell us a little bit about the music video before everyone gets to see it? Where was it filmed? Can you talk a little bit about the music video?
Yeah, you bet. It's coming out on October the 21st. And we filmed it right out at the farm, in the farmhouse and in the yard. So it was pretty special to incorporate, you know, a lot of the exact things that I was talking about in the song.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy with how it turned out. The boys from Prehistoric Productions in Saskatoon did a fantastic job putting it together. And I look forward to everybody seeing it.
It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to that, and I absolutely love your new tune. It's a great song. J.J., it's always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for your time. I wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you again.
Yeah, you bet. And for anybody who's listening, if they want to get a hold of it, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, or any of the digital retailers.